Israeli helicopters fired missiles today into the Rafah refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip. The strike was near the site of last night's attack on an Israeli troop carrier that killed five soldiers. It was the second fatal ambush of Israeli soldiers in 48 hours and has intensified debate over the price Israel is paying for remaining in Gaza. Last night, the remains of the six soldiers in that earlier attack were turned over to the Israelis to be buried. On the Palestinian side, the death toll stands at 26, with over 200 Palestinians wounded in some of the sharpest clashes in Gaza in months. NPR's Julie McCarthy is at the Erez crossing along Israel's border with Gaza. Julie, what is the latest on the fighting there?
Well, Gaza City is quiet, Renee, but the area, as you point out, near the Rafah refugee camp, near the border with Egypt, has taken devastating hits since last night. Hospital sources in Rafah are saying that last evening, seven people were killed in an Israeli missile strike that eyewitnesses say targeted a crowd of young men. Now, the medical personnel say it's impossible to determine at this stage who among them might have been Palestinian militants. And at this hour, hospital staff are treating incoming wounded from a second missile strike on the Rafah refugee camp just a few hours ago. Staff say there are fatalities and expect the number of dead now at three to climb. Now, these strikes on Palestinians follow the ambush of an Israeli convoy last night. It was conducting an operation to destroy tunnels in the Rafah area that Israel says are used for smuggling weapons. The initial reports are that one of the armored vehicles in the operation triggered an explosive device put in the road. Military sources now say that a rocket-propelled grenade was launched at their force. The armored vehicle that was hit was also carrying explosives, and as a result, there was a powerful blast that killed five soldiers inside. And what appears to be unfolding today is Israel's response to that.
Following the attack on Tuesday, the one that killed six Israeli soldiers, Palestinian militant groups withheld some of the remains. Now, they're just now being turned over, but how was that resolved?
Well, the Palestinians are saying that under an Egyptian-mediated deal, Palestinian militants handed over remains that they had been withholding. The Israelis shortly thereafter pulled out of Gaza City. Now, the Israelis are not commenting on the return of the remains, the modality of that return, only to say that the six soldiers killed Tuesday have been identified and that the chief rabbi has declared that they can now be buried. But the events of the past 2 days are raising a lot of questions and comparisons to Lebanon, where grassroots pressure led to the withdrawal of the Israeli occupation. So there's anger and sadness at these events.
And with the Israeli troops now withdrawn from Gaza City, what's the situation like there today?
Well, there's a massive cleanup underway. Eyewitnesses describe vast destruction. A kilometer-long stretch of road through the center of the Zaytun neighborhood, as it's called, was completely torn up. Sewer pipes were destroyed. Maintenance crews are now out trying to repair the damage and restore electricity. People are lining up in long queues for drinking water. Wreckage of cars lines the main street. Eyewitnesses say that it looks like bulldozers forced down the doors of dozens of stores, workshops, mechanics shops on the ground floor of the main street. So a lot of commercial damage.
And finally, the residents of Gaza, how are they dealing with this terrible violence?
Well, it's difficult to say on one level how many people have been put out of their homes because of the damage. Some of the apartments above the ground floor stores that were hit are described as uninhabitable. But the word from residents, Renee, is that the level of destruction to the basic infrastructure seemed unrelated to the search for the remains of soldiers. And they said that it looked like, quote, revenge rather than a recovery operation.
Julie, thanks very much. NPR's Julie McCarthy at the Erez crossing between Israel and the Gaza Strip.